The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Imperial Pool and Spas, Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Brenda Hallman Realtor at Reinhardt Realty, Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Domer Dreamscapes, AirTech Heating and Air, and Wild Birds Unlimited. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rechter.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 on Facebook Live and 10 to 11 on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. Good morning, Mr. Rechter.
Good morning. How are we doing?
We're doing good. It was a little gorgeous. Chilly yesterday morning.
Well, I like the term chilly. It's nice. It felt good.
In September, too. We hadn't had that in a long time.
We opened up the doors yesterday and had a good time with it. Put on my long sleeve t-shirt and shorts and went to work.
I started to go back in the house and get a jacket, but I didn't.
Yeah, if you hadn't been out and up this morning, it's like yesterday.
It's nice this morning for this time of year.
Air's clear. Be a good day to do some. What's the Labor Day weekend? Are you supposed to labor? Or
we're laboring. We're you're the one going to take that.
We're off. I had a.
You're off all the time.
I had a rush of landscapers yesterday after lunch. A couple of people called us and said they were going to come today to get some stuff. And I said, well, we're closed today. They're like, okay. So from 3 to 5 o'clock yesterday, we were busy.
You had a mob coming.
Yeah. It's a good thing. Our people need some rest. So.
Our people got some rest.
Did
4th
it?
Of July. Give them too much to get what they expected all the time, you know. But no, we've always been open Labor Day.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. You hadn't really decided.
No, we're open. But... Labor Day back in the days, in the 80s and 90s, was a huge day for us. Mm-hmm. But then so was the day after Thanksgiving. We used to have them lined up. Now, not so much. And Labor Day, the main reason we're doing that, we're so far behind on the landscape.
Yeah.
And it's not raining. We're working.
There's always something to do, for sure.
Yep. And we got rained out Tuesday, I think it was.
Yeah, some rain.
It rained pretty hard Monday night, yeah.
And Wednesday we got a good bit. A little bit. Missed it all morning. I told my wife it wasn't raining, and she went out and missed it for like 2 hours, and she called me and threatened me, told me to quit being a weatherman.
Teresa did that to you?
Well, it's not showing any clouds on the radar.
I'm surprised she didn't do worse than that.
Yeah, she intimidates me.
But anyway.
And then it rained later that day, so on your anniversary.
Yep.
It 41 was. Years.
Actually, it's 42.
42 years.
I can't count. Right.
He didn't carry a one or something. Yeah. Something happened.
And all the people that said happy birthday, there were several hundred. Only one lady called it.
Oh, really? It wasn't Brenda, was it?
No, the lady at church. I just can't add these days, I guess.
Brenda was looking at it on Facebook, I guess.
And it's 42
said,
years.
Said, Steve's anniversary. I said, that's when they're... Their anniversary of their company.
Tommy Fitton put the first plants in the ground on Saturday of Labor Day weekend, 1979. 50 red tips along the road where we are now, which was an old cotton field.
So. Yeah.
And that was the first fit. We started with $50. And I think I had to work or something, and he was planting them.
You had to work.
Yeah, I had a real job.
Oh, full-time job.
Yeah, I had a real job back then.
A real job. That's what...
Yeah.
That's what I like to call it.
Yeah. The other was a play job for a while. Mm-hmm. Seemed like a real
Tommy,
job.
Tommy, get on out there and plant them 50 plants.
No, he was going to go see Kentucky and see some little girl he met at the beach. And then she called him back and said she'd gotten back with her boyfriend. So he didn't go. So. Hey, y'all think it's funny? It was hilarious back then.
You probably thought it was funny. Your older brother laughing at him.
I thought it was hilarious. But anyway, have a good week.
Yeah, we did have a good week.
We had a pretty good week, too.
Our office manager down at the farm had been working with us 26 years. She retired. She retired Wednesday. Wow. So I drove down there. We had a luncheon for her Wednesday. But that's she did everything down there for a while, you know. We've grown, and we've expanded and had to hire more people, but she'll be a big loss for us for a while, figuring out how to make up for her not being there.
Yeah, I hate it when that happens.
I took her a rocking chair down there for her. She thought that was funny. She can sit in a rocking chair.
She's sitting in a rocking chair and relax.
She has a mountain house. They're going up there this weekend to work on it, and they're going to start doing things like that. So
okay.
It's good.
I'm sure they got somebody lined up to fill for.
Yeah, they got some people down there. So
yeah, people like that, you don't replace them. You kind of substitute for them.
May have to do 1.5 or 2 people to replace somebody like that. So
amazing how that works.
Yeah.
We actually had a decent week. I mean, it was could have been better, but it could have been a lot worse. The first part of the week, it was hot. I mean, it was just miserable. Yeah. Monday and Tuesday, so we were lucky to get whatever we could get done then. Well, we got rained out Tuesday, I think it was.
Yeah.
It was too wet Wednesday to do much, but we did some stuff, but it was kind of.
I feel the push of fall coming because I'm getting way more calls and people are just coming, and especially that cool weather yesterday must have triggered some things.
So. I'm getting a lot of calls on overseeding fescue. Don't push it.
Yeah. People are coming in wanting our Carolina blue seed. We're still about 2 weeks out before we get it, so you still got some time.
Yeah, I'm not sure we're going to. I'm not sure this is the end of the hot weather.
No.
If you think about it, a couple of years ago, it was 95 degrees the middle of October.
It was so, about 100, yeah.
Yeah, it was miserable, so it'd be kind of tough to put it out there. But we talked about it last week, and this week I've seen even more pictures. Fescue took a beating this year between all the rain, and it really wasn't that hot, but it was humid. And I think the humidity might have had more to do with it than the heat this
time. Some of them look all right, but yeah, there's always a need for stuff. I've sold a lot of fungicide this year. I know that.
Well, yeah. That would
hurt people's feelings about that.
I think we've
like actually $90 a bag.
Oh, we got something that was almost $400 a bag.
Oh, wow.
What was that stuff called?
Shopping the wrong place.
Well, it was a big bag. It was a big bag.
Oh, I can put them together for you if you want me to.
Yeah.
I'll put it in a big old bag for you.
I don't think you'd want to sell this stuff. It was a 25-pound bag.
Okay. Yeah. Ready for our first break, and we'll be right back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got a song. The boys are fall. David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Debbie from Southern Salads. Score big points with your tailgate spread from Southern Salads this fall. Choose from 4 styles of barbecue, chicken salad, pimento cheese, meat and cheese trays, and other homemade favorites to complete your lineup. Southern Salads, your home for the best homemade chicken salad.
This is Steve Crump. For all your plant needs, come by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping and see our large selection of plants to beautify your landscape and home. For over 40 years, our plants have been in constant production, supplying York County with landscape-quality plants, bushes, trees, climatized for our area. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 9 to 3 p.m. Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. They say early birds get the worm, but not always. Several birds, like goldfinches, cardinals, and robins, are late nesters. So fill your feeders for them and their hatchlings from Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
This real estate market is hot, so don't wait on the sidelines. Get in the game while you can get top dollar for your home. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman, and I can go the extra yard helping you buy or sell your home. Contact me at brenda.reinhartrealty.com.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Be told you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
And we're back to the gardener's bench. That was a quick little break. Get the batteries recharged early in this thing, don't we?
Is that a song about the Crump Boys? Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Crump Boys?
Nah, not this one.
Matt just let in on.
Matt.
They was in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
I won't say I never had trouble with the law. I say the statute of limitations ran out a long time
Tommy,
ago.
Tommy didn't have trouble with the law.
Tommy wasn't as sweet and innocent as you think he is. I didn't train him properly. But anyway, you led him astray,
I'm sure.
But anyway, we got a special guest this week. She's been with us before, and it's always a pleasure to have her, and we really appreciate you sponsoring our program and helping us out there. Miss Lauren Mobley with Wild Birds Unlimited.
Good morning, welcome, guys. Thank you.
Good to have you back.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, I don't think we've had her on here since the spring.
It has been a while.
It's prime bird season.
She stood us up the last time.
She's had a lot of good.
I don't blame her. I blame Catherine for that.
Yeah.
You got to watch that oldest Miller kid. She does things sometimes. You know.
She's the youngest.
Can't get on her too hard.
Yeah, I can. I remember when she was born.
She knows who owns the place.
I remember when she was born.
Yeah.
I can say whatever I want to. Except she's not the oldest. She's the middle one, but it really tears her up when I call her the oldest.
That's funny.
Chris is the oldest.
I hear you.
But anyway, how have you been doing?
Doing well. Birds have been out there like crazy. We're having a great bird season. Of course, we've got this mystery illness, but it hasn't come south of Virginia. So I know.
Birds are having mystery illness.
The birds are having a mystery illness too. So we've had some concerns about that, but story remains the same. Clean your bird feeders. You do your dishes after dinner, clean your bird feeders every once in a while too.
I'm guilty of that. When I had some, I took mine down because I have cats, and it's just like
that's not fair.
It's like bringing them in for buffet or something.
Your cats could actually catch them.
Oh yeah.
I guess my cats were too lazy.
One of mine does.
They would look at them, but they never actually caught them. I think she was feeding them too good.
Yeah.
Anyway, tell me about this mystery illness now.
Do
they know much about it?
They have not figured out, or I should say. The last time I checked, which was earlier this week, they hadn't pinpointed exactly what was causing, but it was larger species of birds, the blackbirds and blue jays and some of those guys. They were having some palsies, I'm not entirely sure, but it kind of started with the emergence of the cicadas up north. And so they thought at first it was everybody spraying pesticides like crazy for the cicadas. But I think they've ruled that out now.
Yeah, they want to blame everything on pesticides nowadays.
But it has not spread. I take it back. There may have been a few cases on the very northern edge of North Carolina. It has not spread to this area. Hadn't come this far south, and it's actually reduced quite a bit. So I don't know that they're ever going to figure out what it was, but it's on the decline now.
Probably not. With us, a few years ago, the boxwood blight hit North Carolina, where 90% of the American English boxwoods come from. And that was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen. They grow them in the mountains. They grow them on the side of the mountain. You go through one valley, every one of them be dead. The next valley over, they're all alive. And then one after that, they're all dead. And they still hadn't figured that one out yet.
Yeah.
And it's on the decline now. And I don't know. We get a lot of stuff now that seems to have a very short lifespan, but does a lot of damage in that short period.
Yes. And
I'm not sure our researchers are as smart as they think they are sometimes.
Or at least not as quick as they
Well,
sometimes nature takes... does what it does.
It's just like COVID. You take every brilliant mind in the world and throw enough billions of dollars at it, you can come up with a solution.
A lot of this stuff
is underfunded. But what hits the birds could hit people.
Oh, yeah.
As far as I know, there has not been any effect on humans.
Normally, but it can, possibly. A variant of it could. So.
Yeah. You're right.
It's generally a good idea. When things like that hit, they start looking a little bit harder because it could be a problem. But, yeah, we're going, they're going to be new diseases pop up every couple of years, no matter what we do.
Yeah.
So. So it's the bigger birds, not older birds.
It seems to be the bigger birds, and it was affecting nestlings more than adult birds, which was part of why they were wondering if it was adult birds.
That almost sounds like pesticide, doesn't it?
That would have been my thought, but I think they've ruled that out. I'm not 100% sure.
Well, the thing with pesticide, they're taking most of the broad spectrum stuff off the market now. There's more specific.
It's very targeted
things,
now.
Yeah. And even Roundup's getting a major face change this year. Bayer announced 2 weeks ago, I think, that the homeowner edition of Roundup would no longer have glyphosate in them. It's going to have something else.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And glyphosate's been around for 50 years or more. And used properly is not a problem. If you don't use it properly, it's a problem. But anyway, they've decided that, 90% of the people filing claims on the lawsuit thing are bogus.
Oh, yeah.
So they're just going to stop the problem. They're not going to give it to homeowners anymore. Now, licensed commercial applicators like us, we can still get it, but the homeowner won't be able to get it. And whatever they use, it's going to be as good, going to cost more. So, yeah. But it's, you don't need to let any insecticide, pesticide soak into your skin. That is not a good thing. If you follow label directions, you're generally
like
all
common
right.
Common sense, but
I won't name his name, but you know him well. And this was years ago. I rode by where CVS is down on Celanese and Indy Hook. There used to be a Bank of America on that corner. Most people don't remember that. But it was a Rock Hill National Bank when Bank of America took them over. And he was doing the maintenance on that property. I rode by there one morning. He barefooted, shorts, no shirt, spraying Roundup all over the place. I'm going, you fool, you know better than that.
Wow.
It won't hurt you. I said it might.
Yeah.
you don't want direct contact with anything. Yeah. But anyway. Anyway. He's not going to.
That sound like a sick bird right there.
It did sound like a sick bird. He's not going to increase the volume either to mess me up again. I know what he's doing. He's playing with me this morning.
Well, very good. We'll be right back with Lauren from Wild Birds Unlimited.
See Imperial Pool and Patio for a full line of BioGuard pool accessories. This is Kevin Ice. See us about our easy three-step sanitizing program and start enjoying a pool full of sparkling blue water all the time.
Imperial Pool and Spas in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Looking for that special plant for your fall landscaping? Come by and see some of our new plant varieties as well as the old reliables. Give us a call today at 329-1080. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Baby, I'm telling you, don't let green grass fool ya. Don't let it change your mind.
And we're back to the gardener's bench. And we have the pleasure this morning, Ms. Lauren Mobley with Wild Bird Unlimited, telling us things we never knew and might not even want to know about birds. But anyway, we're going to have fun doing it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But anyway, what bird is popular right now?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, the cardinals.
All of them?
Yeah, all of them. The cardinals are always the favorite. Yeah. The bluebirds are wrapping
up. We've been getting
up
a crop of robins and cardinals.
Nice. Okay.
I mean, both. But they were kind of, My wife says we're out in the country. We're really not, but she says we are.
Oh, you are.
I had a brown thrasher talking to me this morning as I was leaving to come here, so.
That's cool.
I love them.
I got to figure out what happened to my owl. I hadn't heard him the last few nights.
Uh-oh.
They might have gone visiting.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy
it's
Parrish.
It's a holiday weekend.
Tommy
Parrish
down on Arrogan Beach, yeah. Right down the corner. He's got one across the road from him. And I think they get together to communicate every once in a while.
There's a lot of undeveloped land out there. I'm sure he has a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Not as much as it used to be, but we still got a bunch. But I don't know how much longer that's going to be either.
I hear
you. So my wife get ready to move. She said, I don't want to move. I said, I don't care what you want. Somebody brings in a check with enough zeros, we're out of here.
Yep.
I'd sell you, but they got to take debt with you.
I don't want a nursery.
I'm talking about her.
I might take that house, so I'm not taking Rhonda.
You can have Rhonda.
I got my wife at home.
You know,
what I want
you might need
board.
Another one. It costs you a bunch, but there is a price on it. So anyway, she's going to be fussing when I get home today. I can already see it coming.
But. I was thinking this week when I knew Lauren was going to be on here asking about, I know people are always thinking about the birds in the wintertime because there's nothing for them to eat, and they think about feeding them in the spring. Everybody's excited about birds, so. This time of year, do people kind of forget about birds with the school starting? And
it definitely slows down.
It's not a big time of year for you at the store.
Yeah. I mean, as you said, school's starting. There's a whole bunch of other stuff happening. The weather's nice. Mm-hmm. A lot of the plants have gone to seed. There is an abundance of food out there right now. But, you know, feeding the birds definitely brings them into where you can see them. And there have been studies that there is improved health in the birds that have access to feeders, you know, where they can count on there being food, whereas, you know, trees and bugs and stuff you have to go hunting for. Not feeding the birds isn't going to kill anybody. They aren't that dependent on us, but having that food supply readily available where you know it's going to be has been proven to be increased health.
No, well, once you set it up, you don't want to just cut it off all of a sudden.
Right.
Coming back to get food and they don't have it. So.
Oh, when Rhonda's feeders run out, they come line up on the deck rail and look through the wind at her.
Yep. That's,
I mean, that'd
that's
be five
when you know
or
you've
six
got a good feeding station.
Like, where are you?
Yeah.
I think.
Tapping on
the
watch.
One might have tapped on the window. I think that's what he was doing, but I don't remember. But anyway, that's her thing. I said, you put them out. Well, my dad put them out there years ago. I said, you've been taking care of them. They're yours.
Yeah.
So see, the Cardinals, what was it out there? There was a Blue Jay, and he was acting kind of weird because they're usually pretty feisty.
They can be, yeah.
And he just seemed very docile for some reason.
Huh.
And I'd never seen him do that before, but.
Wonder if he was a first year, hadn't quite gotten all of his.
I don't know.
Maybe somebody gave him an attitude adjustment. And he decided to behave and just be there.
Only you would come up with that. But anyway.
Things happen in their life, too.
Well, the other two tend to fight a lot and run everybody else off. I mean.
Yeah. Blue Jays can be really territorial.
I never liked Blue Jays. I remember the kid that got shoved into a pine tree playing football, and that Blue Jay banged on my head all the way across the yard. I never cared for them.
Oh, I love my Blue Jays.
Yeah.
But my favorite's always been the Robins and Cardinals.
Okay.
And I guess I like the red colors.
Yep.
We actually had a dove last year. There's a downspout by the back door going in the den and built the nest on that downspout. I've never seen a dove build
on
anything
the inside
that
curve?
Close to the house.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, and just sit there and look at you like, hey, how you doing today? You know? Yeah, this is not your house, believe it or not.
Right.
But she got all kinds of, and the woodpecker eating out of the bird feeder. I'm going to take a video of that one of these days.
Very
that is
cool.
Hilarious.
I love a woodpecker. I just went on the golf course. You hear them things just. Tearing that tree up.
Oh, yeah.
That's a hard worker.
There's a whole bunch of different woodpeckers, too.
There
Everybody
are.
Wants to say one of the red-headed.
And like you say, they don't eat the wood, right? They're just looking for.
They're looking for bugs.
Yeah, they're going for insects.
They're looking for bugs.
They'll do a lot of damage to the wood, but it looks pretty insane.
But I usually hit a tree that's already like about dead.
Dying or dead. Yeah, they like dead.
Because that's a good habitat for insects. That's exactly where they are.
That's what they do for nature. Mm-hmm. You know, that's part of the system.
Yep.
Lady asked me this week why one of the limelight hydrangeas had a hole in the leaf.
Mm-hmm.
I said, bug ate it. Why the bug eat it? I said, that's what the plant's here for the bug.
Right. It's part of the food
Everything's
chain.
Everything's part of the chain. Yeah, it's
totally,
part of the
totally natural. You have to let nature take over sometimes. Too.
Yep. So
real things happen. So I know I've had feeders before, and I don't know if this is true. We had a lot of like crows and blackbird stuff come out. I had pretty birds for a while, and then they would come take over, and then we kind of quit feeding for a while. They leave, come back. Is that...
We have people.
Is that what people do?
Yeah. I mean, that's really the best thing to do. We've got safflower, which is a seed that the blackbird family does not tend to like, but nothing's 100%. But it leaves shells, and we've gotten people away from using seed with shells just because it's so much easier. So, taking down the feeders for a couple of weeks so that the murder of crows and such can move on.
Subside.
The murder of crows.
Murder of crows.
And I never liked bird seed with millet in it, obviously, because I'm a grass guy, and you hang the bird feeder up, and all the millet falls on the ground, and it grows up and gets all in the grass.
You got a mess.
Well, we don't have a lot of birds in this area who eat millet. Yeah. So you buy a seed that's got a lot
quality,
of millet
yeah,
in it.
If you buy a quality seed, you wouldn't have it. That's just some filler in there.
Exactly. In this area, cheaper. It is. Mm-hmm. Now, you get down on the coast, painted buntings love millet. So we've got people down on the coast in the Charleston area who do feeders just full of millet, just millet, and get some really cool birds down there. But that's not the birds in our area.
Now, take me back. I must have missed something. What's this about murdering crows? I murdered a bunch of crows in my life. When we were kids, that's what we had to do. Get out of the corn field and shoot
for
crows.
Fun.
Oh, gosh.
Well, and what for fun is get them out of the corn.
A murder of crows. Murder is the name of a group of crows, just like a parliament of owls.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that. Yeah. I learned something today.
That's the flock name.
We shot one out of the bedroom of the house. It was in the oak tree by the garden. Then my daddy went down there and tried to patch him back together.
Oh, gosh.
What are we shooting for? We're going to patch him back together. But they would do a lot of damage in a hurry.
They certainly can. Yeah, they're a big bird.
The one I like are turkey buzzards. But anyway.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Talk about
to the garden speech.
Murder of crows.
Every little bird in the tall oak tree. The wise are loud. The big flap of their wings, sing and go, bird, go, rockin' robin.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Debbie from Southern Salads. Score big points with your tailgate spread from Southern Salads this fall. Choose from four styles of barbecue, chicken salad, pimento cheese, meat and cheese trays, and other homemade favorites to complete your lineup. Southern Salads, your home for the best homemade chicken salad.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For over 40 years, we've been growing quality landscape plants climatized for the York County area. From perennials and ground covers to trees and shrubs, we grow the finest quality available.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
This real estate market is hot, so don't wait on the sidelines. Get in the game while you can get top dollar for your home. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman, and I can go the extra yard helping you buy or sell your home. Contact me at brenda.reinhartrealty.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. They say early birds get the worm, but not always. Several birds, like goldfinches, cardinals, and robins, are late nesters. So fill your feeders for them and their hatchlings from Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy, yeah!
And we're back to the gardener's bench.
We'll be back when I decide to be back. Matthew knows that.
Steve's just carrying on a conversation. Funny. Well, I want to try to do this stuff, too.
He could have broke in and listened to us.
He did. He was playing some good music again.
He can do that. But he's not in charge. We're in charge. Oh, that's right. I forgot. Stone Man's in charge.
That's right. He keeps things moving.
Yeah, he's a... I don't know that day that we couldn't get on that morning.
That's God, I wasn't here.
You weren't here and left us hanging. That was bad.
Should have called in from the beach.
Yeah, he was not happy that morning.
That happens.
And poor Matt was frantic. He tried everything he needed to do and then some, and on the phone and everything else, it still did work.
We got it.
Yep, but you did fix it. Anyway, yeah. We were talking about crows and murder crows and... Yeah. That's kind of cool. I did
all
not
type
know
of birds.
That.
Now, do birds have babies this time of year? Or is that just
yeah?
Spring?
Actually, we no. We've got some late nesters. The goldfinch, especially, they're the latest nesters in this area. Mm. They wait until all the flowers go to seed. Food is abundant, and that's when you have your babies.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. So goldfinches are still are nesting now. Bluebirds are wrapping up. They may have a last clutch that they're feeding and fledging now, but they're about done. Most everybody else is done by now.
Are there that many bluebirds around here?
Yeah.
We had a bunch of them in the mountains, but yep. I don't remember seeing many down here. Maybe yep. I haven't been looking.
Well, you got to have the right habitat for them. Mm. They like those edges where there's, you know, somewhat covered area, but the nest box itself out in a kind of clear area so they can see predators coming, abundant food, that kind of thing. Mm. But yeah, definitely we have bluebirds here.
Yeah, I have a small bird section at the store now. We used to have a local guy made bluebird houses, and he didn't come around anymore, but we used to sell those pretty good.
Yeah.
You have bluebird houses there?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, son, she got every house known to modern man. And then some. I went in there and I spent an hour just looking at the houses.
Yep.
Some of them pretty cool.
Yeah, we one of the things we do, we love to have, you know, local, if we can find a good local, but make sure it's functional. That's our main thing.
It's got to work.
We don't want to sell anything you can't open up and clean out at the end of the season.
Yeah, a lot of ours, my dad was big into it, and they're pretty much gone now. Mm-hmm. Probably need to get some more. But I used old gourds, so.
Okay. Old gourds are good.
Yeah. Still got them. They've been there 50 years and still there.
What's those, I can't remember what bird goes in this, that big hotel you put on a pole.
The Purple Martin.
Purple Martin.
Yep.
House, yeah.
Yep. And if you're out on the lake, you may get Purple Martins. We don't get Purple Martins much in town, but out on the lake, or if you've got some acreage, but especially over water, that's Purple Martin habitat.
Those are cool looking. I've never had one at my house, but they're cool looking. We should sell those. You have those houses?
We special order them. We used to carry them, but
it's not
just
something that kind of sits there.
Right.
Sell them.
Costs like $100 and sits there and collects dust for a while. Mm-hmm.
No, we're glad to special order them, but we don't have them on the floor.
Mm.
So, but yeah, they're great. Great mosquito control. They're big bug eaters, and mosquitoes are their main diet.
That would be good down in the water.
Yep.
That'd be better than the mosquito plants everybody's wanting to buy. The plant does not.
Do you have one?
No, the plant does not repel mosquitoes. The oil in the plant does.
So is it a citronella plant? What kind of
citronella
plant?
Citronella is the same thing. The plant doesn't do a thing.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to squeeze the oil out of the foliage to get something that'll repel the mosquitoes. There's two or three of them out now that everybody sees any online, and the phone rings off the hook.
Oh, yeah.
It's a miracle cure.
They don't work. But it will repel it, but it's the oil inside the leaf, not the plant itself.
I had a citronella plant at my house there a couple of years ago. Like you said, I think somebody even said that when they were like, this doesn't really repel, but inside the juice of the plant does kind of.
Well,
break it open and rub it on.
That's
there.
It.
Right.
That'll work.
Yeah.
That does work then.
Uh-huh.
But the parties you have in your backyard, nobody know whether
ain't
they
no
repel
bugs.
The mosquitoes or not. You wouldn't
bugs.
Know there were mosquitoes
bugs
there.
Bugs are scared to come over there.
Till the next day.
We ran them off.
Probably. the night I was there.
Music's
anyway.
Too loud for him.
Ah, there you
Music
go.
Music was real good, though, but anyway. gentleman with DNR, this has been some month or so ago now, he was telling me that the turkey buzzards are getting to be kind of not endangered, but short because people are hitting them with their cars.
Oh, I love my vultures, my black vultures and my turkey vultures. I see them up on the road, and I'm like, thank you.
They serve a purpose.
Oh, my gosh. Our roads would be so gross and full of roadkill without them.
My wife just texted me that somebody hit a skunk up on Museum Road.
Oh, gosh.
And telling me that not to drive over it because we'd get in the truck.
Wow, man.
See, what would I do without her? I never knew that.
She does love you.
We got one in the backyard.
Skunk.
But they do a lot of good too.
Yeah,
you just don't want to mess with them.
And that's the thing, just let them do their thing.
Their only protection they got. So
a few years ago we had a fire at the house. When we bought it, we renovated the two-car garage and turned it into more house. So I got a big office down there, and where the garage doors were, double doors that walk out on the driveway. Well, we had a cat at the time that I'd get down there, and I'd leave the door open, and he'd come and go and curl up in his chair when I was down there working. Well, I heard him come in one night. It hadn't been finished 2 weeks. I mean, you still had new paint smell in it. And I didn't pay him any attention. I turned around and looked. He wasn't in his chair. I looked in the bookcase. The skunk had come in and gotten in the bookcase. This is 1 o'clock on Sunday morning now. And I'm sitting there. If he goes off, she'll kill me. We'll have had this whole room redone again. So I looked at him, and he looked at me. And about 20 minutes later, he got up, went outside, and I hadn't left the door open since. Nope. That's 5 years ago. Cat's long gone. Yeah.
That's funny.
I thought you said something about a fire.
We did have a fire.
Oh, okay. Believe it or not, the same story as the skunk story. Well, I thought maybe you set it on fire.
I was waiting for the fire
Fire is what caused us to redo it.
I thought maybe you set it on fire so the skunk would leave.
No, no. Skunk came to visit. But I saw him up behind the shop a couple weeks ago. He's still
there. I don't know that I've ever seen one, like, in person, other than one that I walked out
on the deck, our front porch the other night, just to see if it's still raining. And there's a big old possum right there on the getting ready to come up the steps. And he looked at me, and I looked at him. He finally turned around and walked off.
But,
those things get big, too.
Yep.
I had a baby possum on back deck a few years ago. So cute.
They are cute.
Oh, my gosh.
They get older, they can get ugly.
The babies are cute. The older ones.
Okay, Matthew, it was time, and I'm not going to let him mess me up this time. We'll be back to the garbage fence.
He turned to the bird and said, "Do old Willie," when the bird started singing, I almost fell in the floor. Whiskey River, take my mind.
This is Mike Elder. We're the pool care specialists at Imperial Pool and Spa in Lake Wylie and Rock Hill. We are your local BioGuard dealer, ready to assist you with a wealth of pool care knowledge, wide range of proven BioGuard products, and everything needed to establish the best system. Come see us.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and save money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
This is Steve Crump. For all your plant needs, come by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping and see our large selection of plants to beautify your landscape and home. For over 40 years, our plants have been in constant production, supplying York County with landscape-quality plants, vigorous trees, climatized for our area. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 9 to 3 p.m. Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. They say early birds get the worm, but not always. Several birds, like goldfinches, cardinals, and robins, are late nesters. So fill your feeders for them and their hatchlings from Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Don't owe nothing to the lender. Nothing's spinning in the blender. The only thing on my agenda is beers and sunshine. Bonfires and
summertime. Back porch nights in South Carolina. Ain't nothing finer than
me. And we're back to the gardener's bench. We're just going to set Matthew up as a DJ one of these days. I mean,
he don't have about 14
jobs.
He does
a good job.
He's getting pretty awesome, isn't he? Anyway. Okay, what were we talking about besides birds?
we went to skunks and possums.
Yeah,
and
we did skunks
stuff.
And possums.
You cannot buy them at Lori's store. Yeah, house fires. You can't do that.
Yeah, and skunk coming into the house.
Well, I told Lauren we need to get her to tell us her hours and location in case anybody out there does not know where she's located.
All right. Well, we got two locations. Rock Hill is up on Celanese Road, same shopping center as Harris Teeter. We are open there from 10 to 6 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturdays, not open Sundays, and we are taking Labor Day off, so we will be closed on Monday. Indian Land is over on 521 across the street from Sun City in, I've forgotten the name of the shopping center, but it's the big shopping center across from Harris Teeter at Sun City. And they are 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday and noon to 5 on Sundays. But again, closed this Monday.
Good.
I don't get this thing with closing on Labor Day, but anyway.
We need a day off.
Yeah.
You maybe. Him, I'm not so sure about. He's been off all summer.
Hey, Bojangles is closed on Mondays now. You know that?
No.
Because they're having trouble finding people, and they're working the people they got to death, so they need a day off. So.
Well, who isn't?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't go to Bojangles on Labor Day. Happens to be a Monday, but they've closed on Mondays.
Clay was there last week talking about having to close early because
I got up early.
People.
I got early. Yeah. I go to work early on Monday, so I was coming down Herlong, turned in there. I said, "Oh man, but nobody's here. I never got out of drive through. Nobody's here." I zipped around the building. We're closed. Sorry. Having trouble with fast food restaurants this year. McDonald's wouldn't take my order.
Yeah, McDonald's didn't want you.
He had to come on the speaker and go, "I'm waiting on people to get here. I can't take your order. I'm sorry."
Oh, wow.
You can't just fry me up one of them hash browns?
Apparently not.
Apparently not.
The hash brown guy didn't come in.
Well, everybody else is taking off.
Yeah.
We'll be there 9 to 3
today. Well, everybody
can
just flock to Steve's place.
8 to 5:30 Monday, just another day of the week. Regular day.
How about that?
I need to be there when people are off so they can
come
see me, spend some money.
I'm playing with my grandchildren that day. I might bring them out there.
You can bring them out there.
There you go.
Check out Pawpaw Steve.
I think the geese are still there down at the pond.
Are they?
Yeah, we had a weird crop of geese this year. They didn't act like they normally do.
Really?
How so?
They normally stay from the down around the pond. And there's plenty for them to eat down there. But every once in a while, they'd be up in the road, and I don't think I've ever seen them in the road before in 40 years.
The geese are always up on the road on Celanese by that.
By the pond.
Yes.
Over there, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But that's been going on forever. Ever since the state widened the road and took up more of the pond.
Right.
But, you know, ours, they'll come up a little ways, but maybe up to the mobile home where it sits back
there. They don't usually get out there with
a lot
of noise. But
they'll get out to
stuff.
The road. Yeah. And, three or four times, there have been a bunch of them, and usually the hawks get some of the little babies, the beaties or whatever you call them, and I hadn't seen too many of them disappear this year, so I don't know if the hawks left or what.
So just overrun with geese.
Well, there's a bunch of them around. We used to have the two come back every year, and they'd have four biddies, and two of them, the hawk and owl or something would get, and you'd have two more, so they'd leave with. Then four came back, and then it got where 25 come back.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
And then it started declining again, and I don't really know why, but they can be a nuisance.
I was never a fan of them working on a golf course. They just did too much damage, pooping all over the green, and they would eat, they'd just bite chunks out of the green. And so I just never.
And they aren't very nice.
No, they're not.
I hate to say it. They're not very nice.
They're pretty from a distance.
They're fun.
They are pretty from a distance, and to watch them fly in formation is very cool.
Oh, when they start eating on the plants, we declare war.
Yeah, that's not okay.
And that's not fine. They start costing me money, their history. You know, they can be as pretty as they want to be when they start doing damage.
Do they leave in the winter?
Yeah.
They fly away.
Oh, yeah. In fact, it won't be too terribly much longer before they'll take off.
Migration's already started.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're already seeing the hummingbirds coming down. People are having populations, post-nesting populations. Mm-hmm. Of course, all the babies have fledged now. And yeah, we're starting to see the northern hummingbirds coming down on their way through. Our hummingbirds are still sticking around. So this is kind of the height of population. People come in the spring and say, where are all my hummingbirds? And
we didn't seem to have as many hummingbirds this year as we normally have. I don't know why.
We've had a balance. We've had people who come in and haven't had as many hummingbirds, and then we've had people come in who've had more hummingbirds than normal. So I don't know that there's an overall population decline. It's just a shift.
We had hummingbirds, but I think 2 years ago it seemed like every time I went out there was a mob. This year there was like the same four or five every day. You know?
Okay.
And they seem to be a little more aggressive than they used to be. One of them kind of chases the rest of them off when he shows up.
That's very common in our area. They are very territorial, especially during nesting.
Maybe I just didn't notice it before, but I noticed it this year. And the rest of them will be there doing their thing, and then I'm assuming he's a he because he kind of acts like he's got an attitude. So he flies in. Next thing you know, he's running the rest of them off. He's there by himself.
Well, and if you've got a few that are getting along, they may be northerners coming through because, you know, they aren't protecting a territory. They're just here for the day.
Yeah, just passing through.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hummingbird's pretty amazing.
Yes.
To fly that far.
And to be that small, and the ways they can fly, hovering and flying backwards, are the only birds that can do that.
Okay, well, Matthew's sending the signal,
so
we're going to take a quick break for the calls, and we'll be right back to the gardener's bench.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Unsure what needs to be done in your yard? Looks like more work than you want to tackle? Give us a call at 329-1080. Rolling Hills, serving the York County area for over 40 years.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
This real estate market is hot, so don't wait on the sidelines. Get in the game while you can get top dollar for your home. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman, and I can go the extra yard helping you buy or sell your home. Contact me at brenda.reinhartrealty.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. They say early birds get the worm, but not always. Several birds, like goldfinches, cardinals, and robins, are late nesters. So fill your feeders for them and their hatchlings from Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough-cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Warm up the Georgia pie. Feels so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? Because I know I got some good friends that live.
And we're back to the gardener's bench, and we got this one segment in the close, Mr. Rector, so we made it through it. Me being late this morning. But anyway.
We're just asking Lauren if she want to stay the whole time, so I guess she did.
Yeah, I'm here to hang.
We didn't ask her this time. Yeah. I just assumed she was going to stay the whole time.
We're fun.
But anyway, we get a lot of people now coming in wanting plants that bury for the birds, and then they start asking me which one. I don't have a clue which bird eats which berry.
Oh, gosh. You can go on. Audubon's got a great website. National Wildlife Federation's got a great website. And they'll look up by your regions. I think you can put in your zip code, and it'll tell you what plants to get that specifically supply food for birds.
For which birds.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of call for the American Beauty Berry.
Oh, that's
like
a good one.
And they do love it. Now, most of your Chinese hollies, which is your larger ones, your nellies, your phosphorized, things like that, they bury pretty well. But people don't seem to understand that they flower in the spring. The little white flower you see turns green, and then it turns red in the fall. And the birds seem to like it better in the fall. But I have seen them eat them all year long, if they can see them. But you go out there and prune them off in the summer, you cut your berries off.
Exactly,
I didn't have any berries. Well, when did you prune it? June? Well, guess what?
you cut them all off. Yep.
Well, I didn't see the red berries. You don't see the red berries until fall.
No, nope. They're just like tomatoes. They're green when they start. They turn red when they're ready to be eaten.
But the ones at my house, so I don't know which birds like them the most, but they thrive on them. They go to town on them.
Yep. I've got a flock of cedar waxwings that come in and eat all of my berries off of my hollies.
And what was it I was trying to I saw the other day? Oh, figs. For some reason, there's something attacking the figs. I mean, they're about yay big.
Mm-hmm.
They're green, but something was pecking on them the other
day. Could be a mockingbird. They tend to come in and eat on fruit.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Could be.
We got a couple mockingbirds. And you talk about a pain. Now, that's one pain in the backside bird. Now.
Oh.
I can't stand a mockingbird.
Lauren likes them.
I love mockingbirds. I love them all. I do.
She hadn't found one yet she didn't love.
Sounds like me with grass and you with plants.
Yeah.
There's some plants you don't like.
If you only put the plants I like out there, there wouldn't be very many.
What's your most hated plant?
The one I hate the most? Yeah. Probably encore azalea.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Which is one of the most popular.
Yeah.
Well, you can't grow them, I guess. So you got to... You have to buy them.
We have to buy them because I refuse to sign the license.
Why don't you like the encore azalea?
Because I'm more into the old time azaleas. We grew up or were born in Wilmington, North Carolina, where they have the azalea festival every spring.
Yeah.
And I mean, the whole city is nothing but a mass of flowers. Encores don't bloom like that.
They don't.
Right.
They bloom twice a year, but they bloom half as much in the spring and half again in the fall, so it's spread out over a longer period of time, and you don't have the mass of flowers.
Yeah.
If
they're called something else, I wouldn't have a problem. They call them azalea. People get the two mixed up. Well, I bought this, thought it was going to bloom twice a year. No, you went for the cheaper one, the more expensive one blooms twice a year. Yeah. And it puts its leaves out kind of early, and it covers up the blooms sometimes, so you just can't see the blooms. They're there.
They are tight. And they're
pretty much on encores, you got two kinds. They got a dwarf and an intermediate.
Mm-hmm.
Dwarf is 2 to 3 feet. Intermediate is 3 to 4. And that's it. There's no great big ones and no real little ones. They're just two sizes. And the majority of them got some pink in them. Not all of them, but there's the biggest majority are. We've got 3 or 4 varieties of white now and an orange red and there's a couple of reds, but it's not really a true red in the varieties. When we can get them, we have about 17 varieties. Now, we sell a lot of them, don't get me wrong, but if they called them something beside azalea, I'd be a lot happier with them.
Mine are good where I got them planted because I can't let anything get big right there. Mm-hmm. So there wouldn't be if I have bigger azalea, it'd be kind of wild and taking up too much room. So,
but that's,
they look pretty good.
Well, most of them I get along with, but they're not my favorite.
Wouldn't say hate, you just don't like it.
My old-timey ones are more my favorites than the new stuff.
Now, I just bought a new house. I know there's a bunch of azaleas in the backyard, and I've never had azaleas. When should I be trying to tame these guys? They haven't been tamed in years.
We'll take a break and come back and answer that question.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Well, we might not. Rocking the boat, that's us. The Redneck Yacht Club.
Bogard makes pool care a cinch with simple systems broken down into 3 easy steps. This is Barrett Elder. Following our simple program, you can sanitize and kill bacteria and destroy contaminants using algicide to stop the algae.
See us in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
This is Debbie from Southern Salads. Score big points with your tailgate spread from Southern Salads this fall. Choose from four styles of barbecue, chicken salad, pimento cheese, meat and cheese trays, and other homemade favorites to complete your lineup. Southern Salads, your home for the best homemade chicken salad.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Looking for that special plant for your fall landscaping? Come by and see some of our new plant varieties as well as the old reliables. Give us a call today at 329-1080. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. They say early birds get the worm, but not always. Several birds, like goldfinches, cardinals, and robins, are late nesters. So fill your feeders for them and their hatchlings from Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, we're back to the Dodgers bench. What are you laughing at over there?
Well, let's answer that question right quick for when to prune azaleas.
Oh, I thought I just did. Oh,
that's well, right. We weren't on air.
But you told me. You didn't tell them.
Well, maybe you needed to know more than they did. Anyway, if you're going to prune your azaleas, you really probably need to get it done quick, like today or Monday, because usually August 15th is when they start setting buds for next year. So if you cut them too late, you're going to cut all your flowers off. If you need to shape them up, if you got long shoots, that's not a problem. You can do that any time. But if you're going to cut them real hard, I said you wait till February, March, and you're going to cut all the flowers off, but you don't want them going through the winter with no leaves on them.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have the photosynthesis generate food. And I don't know, it's kind of camellias about the same time period. I mean, if you bought an older house, you probably got camellias
there too.
Anything that blooms, you want to let it bloom, and then my camellia's still blooming.
You want to prune it after it's done blooming.
Really, so kind of a good rule.
They got real big flowers or smaller flowers. Okay, you got a cycle; it won't quit blooming until about Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good to know.
One thing to remember, everybody, we always get a cold snap at Thanksgiving. Sometimes it's 2 weeks before, sometimes it's the week of, but we're going to get a cold snap at Thanksgiving. So if you're trying to save some blooms or anything, be ready because it's coming now. The camellia you got, I had them this year, they were blooming all the way up to March, and I don't know why, but they were. And the spring bloomers usually start in February. They started in October. So they were both blooming at the same time this year. And I don't know why they were doing it, but they did.
I like the Sasanqua. You need some blooms in the fall, so it makes it look good.
I like that the Sasanqua is one of my favorites because it does give you color in the fall.
Most everything gives color in the spring. But
there's another one called Winter Daphne or Daphne Adore, but it's a pain to grow because it's kind of temperamental. Mm-hmm. But if you can keep it alive, the smell of that thing is awesome, and it blooms in February. So anyway, last chance.
Well, we're closed today and Monday, but we appreciate y'all's business, and we'll see you on Tuesday at Carolina Fresh. Steve's open today and Monday. And
9 to 3 today and 8 to 5:30 Monday.
Wild Birds Unlimited is open today.
But not Monday.
Sunday in Indian Land and not Monday on both locations.
So. That's right.
It's a pleasure, young lady. Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Thank you for the invitation.
Now, we do have some more slots for you, so you need to get with Catherine and decide what y'all want to do, or just call me. You don't have to call Catherine. We'll knock her out of the mix.
Nah, she takes good care of me.
And we'll see you next week on the radio.
You've been listening to The Gardener's Bench, brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Imperial Pool and Spas, Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Brenda Hallman Realtor at Reinhardt Realty, Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Domer Dreamscapes, AirTech Heating and Air, and Wild Birds Unlimited. Join us every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for the Gardener's Bench with Steve Crump and David Rector. Heard every week on WRHI FM 100.1, AM 1340, and worldwide on WRHI.com.